Hey there, it's your girl Oyenda, the host with the most. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m., and let's discuss what's rocking the online space. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Alien Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. Thank you for tuning in. How are you guys? Sam, how are you?
Oh yeah, I'm great. I'm doing well, thank you. How was your week?
Well, I had an amazing week. You can tell I don't know why I feel like I'm so loud. I don't know if it's because I'm excited.
Yeah, I think you sound refreshed.
Yeah, you can tell I had an amazing weekend.
Interesting.
It was like I could tell you guys about it. So here in Canada, we had like a long weekend. So we had Labor Day. And it was like super amazing. So I went to Niagara Falls. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It was like so beautiful. And then I went on this amazing boat ride, and then it took us, you know, just by the waterfall. It was
living
so nice.
Living the life.
It was so nice. It was so beautiful. And then what else? I went to also at Niagara. I got a fun pass for the day. I went to a place called Clifton Hill. We had super amazing attractions. It was so nice. And then I think the pass I got was for like six like attractions, but I didn't do everything, but I can tell you guys what I did. I tried the Sky Wheel. So they have this beautiful Sky Wheel in Niagara. It lights up at night and it's so gorgeous. Anyway, I went on that Sky Wheel. I tried one thing.
A zombie
attack thing, like a 6D thing where you know we have to wear like those 6D glasses.
Oh my god,
I was literally terrified.
Yeah,
it was just super scary. Like I felt like those zombies were coming for me.
Yeah.
And then what else did I try? I went to like this Movie Land Wax Museum where they had like you know,
celebrity figures.
I took a bit of pictures here and there, and I think I enjoyed myself. And I saw like dinosaurs, not real life dinosaurs, of course. You know, it's not real life dinosaurs. There was this beautiful dinosaur, like a golf course, but it looked like a dinosaur adventure golf course. It was, you know, mind blowing. Bottom line, I had an amazing weekend. I feel
you could tell I feel
so like cool, calm, collected. What about you, Sam? Enough about me. What about you?
For the record, guys, I should just say this. So the pictures here and there Oni mentioned, right, were a lot of pictures. I mean, Oni kept flooding WhatsApp status, like, I mean, I was just like, Oni, living the life, living the dream. Anyway, mine was just well, the long weekend, I had a lot of rest, to be honest. Like, I had so many plans in place, but I think I switched it up and said I was going to get enough rest. So I had enough rest. Kept up with a couple of competitions, like the English Premier League and your soccer and US Open. You know, Serena is finally out. You know, was beaten in the third round. You know, pretty much was just sports and rest for me. Pretty much that's what I did. I just had enough rest, you know, like, because it's been like crazy. I just said, okay, take some time off and get some rest. Yeah. So that was how my week went, guys. Yeah.
I guess we both had an amazing week. We rested well, so very well deserved.
That's one way to put it.
Okay, guys, without further ado, let's go right straight into it. So this is the first segment on this episode, and you know that every first segment we talk about what's trending on the online space. So guys, this one got us real good, like on Twitter. On Twitter this week, there was someone who tweeted something, and there was just this buzz everywhere about it. So a guy tweeted, and he was like, ladies, reply with some of the reasons you stopped talking to a man. Guys, the responses from this guy's tweets, oh my god, very hilarious responses. So, I'm just gonna read the first one. Someone said before uni, I assume she's saying before university, she was out on a date and so she got fried rice, chicken, and then she started struggling to cut her chicken with a fork and knife, and then her chicken fell off her plate and this guy literally picked it up, rinsed the chicken, and he ate the chicken, and he told her never to waste his money. I mean, guys, come on, that's a turn off. I mean, who does that?
A guy who is not wasteful.
What do you mean? Like, he fell on the floor. Like, dude, come on, you can do better. Anyway,
so I see another comment here. So this one says, my pastor gave him my number. First time we spoke, he asked my age. I told him age difference between us was about 15 years. Mm-hmm. He said it's good that I'm that young, because when I start giving birth, I'll age quickly and we'll start looking like age mates.
What? Why would someone say that? No, I mean, come on. Like, I don't know. I mean, Sam, your gender needs to do better, honestly. I mean, they've just been actually misbehaving. Your gender has been misbehaving. I don't know what's up with them.
I'll take one for the team. Yeah.
Okay, guys. On to the next one that I saw here. On Twitter, so someone said a guy came to pick me up for a date with a 14-seater bus. I don't see anything wrong with that. What kind of bus? Like, I don't know.
It depends, though. It depends. Like a 14-seater. I mean, like, it depends on the 14-seater bus. I don't know what she's talking about, because there are some very nice, you know, like maybe buses or maybe vans. You know, like
that. Maybe it was. Maybe I don't think it was that. Definitely for sure, because she won't say, you know, she wouldn't have, you know, given that as an example. But whatever the case may be, you never know. Some guys, I don't trust them. What if he's just, you know, trying to hide his real identity? And this is the part where Sam says you've been watching so many nonsense
movies. What if the guy
is, you know, what he has
too many movies. Too many movies. Guys, and that's what Uyi does.
Different,
like, come on, very weird things that you see in the movies. You know. Anyway, so there's also a comment I saw. I mean, so this one says, so I was talking to this guy for over a week, then he called me one afternoon and says, "You're a very rude girl. Today is your mom's birthday and you couldn't buy her cake and gifts." Mm-mm. And I was like, "Today is not my mom's birthday." And he says, "You're my wife. My mom is your mom. Send money for gifts, rude girl."
Wife, after 1 week,
when
I complain about your gender,
this one is not smooth at all.
That guy needs Jesus. But hey, on to the next thing here. Went out on a date. This person says, went out on a date with this guy, and then when we got to our destination, the boat fee was 1,000 naira. I think, this is in naira, 1,000 naira. And then he then asked, "Where is your own share of the tip?" With my mouth open, he took my bag and, you know, he took the 500 naira and added to his own 500 naira to pay. Mm. Wow. Come on. That's a little blue. I think that's kind of rude.
Yeah. But the country the country is
actually. It's pocket country. Pocket country. And you're taking a girl out on a date. It's the first date. You want to create an impression. This is Nigeria we're talking about. This is Africa. We're not in Canada where you go Dutch and stuff like that. Everything is trips, you know, in Nigeria. If you want to do it right. If you're taking her out on a first date, I mean.
Yeah, but you know, funnily, Oyi, I would
show
respond.
Up, you know, take full responsibility.
I would respond the way you would, right? So I would say, never can tell. The guy may I mean, it was just a test, right? It could be a test for the bigger
what
date.
Kind of nonsense?
It could be a test for the bigger date.
What kind of nonsense? Could, stupid test. No, is
that's
he even had is the that's audacity for me. It's the audacity. The fact that he even put his hand inside her purse. What kind of nonsense?
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
I'll never ever call that guy again. It just, you know, just reminds me of, I think something similar to this has happened to me before.
So oh, really?
Yeah, what I remember.
Can't you share?
Of course. Years ago, I was talking to this dude. You know, I think everything was going smooth, talking, everything.
Mm-hmm.
This guy literally lied about his identity, where he works, everything. And so after work, we're supposed to meet up somewhere at a really nice restaurant.
Okay.
And so we went there. I just noticed that the guy was... He wasn't so outspoken like he was over the phone. He was super shy. I'm like, what kind of package is this? Well, you know, I just wanted to go with the flow that maybe he's just, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe first time tutors. Okay.
Yeah, and it's not like I was outspoken too. Like we were just both acting shy and all that. So it was time to order food. And I looked at the menu, you know, I ordered my food, everything. And I asked him, I'm like, are you not going to order anything? He said, no, he's okay. He just told him to get me a glass of water. In my mind, I was thinking, in my mind, I was already thinking, hey,
that was the first sign for you. That was the first sign.
I mean, no. Forget one thing about me. I always hold Vex money. There's, I don't. I mean, I'm an independent. If you know me very well, you will know that I'm an independent lady. No matter what, I always hold my own money. So if you tell me you're gonna take me out, fine. I appreciate the gesture, but I always, I always have like extra cash in case the person messes up. This guy took only water. I ordered my food. He literally watched me eat.
Okay.
I ordered my cocktail. I was even see me. They even asked me. I was just, you know, ordering food. I remember I ordered, what did I even order? I think it was Sex on the Beach or something, that cocktail. Anyway, I was just, you know, I just, you know, drank. I was enjoying myself, you know, talking and everything. It was time to pay, and I noticed that when they brought the bill, he didn't even touch it. He didn't even open it. And I'm like, is this guy trying to what's going on here? I mean, bottom line, I paid for my food. And then it was time, and I remember back then I didn't have a car. It was time to go. I thought he came with his own car. He didn't come with his car. He was given one flimsy excuse that his car is at the mechanic. Da, 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 da. He even asked me to ride in my Uber with me. No. I felt like I was dreaming. I mean,
so did you allow him?
Yeah, wait, I allowed him because in my mind I'm like, nah, because one thing about me, I always give benefits of that. I'm like, maybe this guy
is a test.
Because it can't be true.
Too many movies.
I was thinking that maybe he'll just, you know, I'll just look away, he'll just put money in my bag, or he'll give me money or something.
See, then you watch too many movies. That's what
he got down, he literally got down at his bus stop and left. That means I paid for the food.
You pay for the cab.
I deleted his number and I never called him again.
Wow. I think
I'm like, this, no, I'm not about that. Like, I'd rather have you tell me, listen, just be honest and say, I can't afford this. Can we go somewhere? I mean, take me to an Amala joint. I would gladly eat.
Take me.
Let me see that side. Let me see. I mean, that's what's attractive. Own your shit.
Exactly.
I don't mean to say it, but you know, own it.
And guys, yeah, I mean, just for the record, I mean, those of you trying to send messages to Oni, just so you know, Oni likes it, you know, like, come out clean, yeah? Like,
wait. What is this guy? Are you trying to sell me? I don't understand. Am I for sale?
No. I'm just guys, letting them know your preference now.
No,
just
guys, let them know. Guys, please. I don't know why Sam does this every week. I don't understand. Sam, are people asking you? Are you bidding behind my back? Because I don't get what's going on. Please, guys, I'm not interested in any connection or anything like that. Please, I'm not interested. If you send me any email, I will forward it to someone who I feel you're compatible with. But guys, before I be honest, I don't know what this dude is all about. But guys, I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
No worries. All right. but that was cool. Yeah, I mean, like, I think we should have started with yours because I mean, yours did a lot. Like, this one, like,
come on,
twice, like, food and cab.
I mean, like, never again. Like, so, ladies, first of all, ladies, shout out to all the ladies that hold sex money. I mean, ladies that are independent, ladies that do their own thing. You know, guys, I mean, ladies, if you're going to go out, please hold your sex money. Because you see this gender, this time's gender, cannot vouch for them.
And shout out to all the guys who keep it real and hold it down.
Who's keeping it real? You mean child guys who can carry ladies that they can't even afford?
Who take just one hand? And then...
Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed this segment as much as we did. Do not go anywhere. Sit tight, relax. When we come back, we're about to shake some tables. Right. Okay, guys, don't go anywhere. You're listening to ALN Radio. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another, you know, juicy segment where we talk about everything juicy. It's Let's Get Candid.
Yeah.
This week, like I said, we're going to be shaking tables. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about physical and emotional abuse in relationships.
This one.
This topic is, I mean, it's really deep. It's a really, really deep topic. Sam,
so where do we start, actually?
I think you should go first.
So first, for me, in a relationship, I mean, physical abuse, I mean, has no place. Yeah, I mean, I think we should say this clearly. And it's also important for, you know, men, fathers, you know, who raise kids, boys, young boys, you know, let them know, like, physical abuse, abusing a woman, I mean, it's a no-no, right? So for, I mean, first, just to get that clearly, I mean, that's a no-no, right? Physical abuse, right? That has no place in the relationship, in the marriage, you know, whatever. You know, that shouldn't happen at all, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are various ways to deal with issues, but no, not physical abuse.
Sure.
Now, so getting that out there. So, then emotional abuse. Because this sometimes gets... you know, a lot of people tend to overlook it, right? But the impact sometimes even is sometimes worse than physical abuse, right?
Yes.
And and emotional abuse, I mean, it comes in different ways, and again, this goes both ways. So I mean, it could be from the lady to the guy, from the guy to the lady. I mean, it goes both ways, you know. So in this case, I think it's about just trying to understand, one, your partner, because sometimes it could be just the person giving feedback, right? And to someone else, it may then come out as say rude or abuse, right? So it could be verbal abuse. So, for example, I mean, I saw something online when doing a bit of research about this, right? So a lady said, after having kids, her husband was making comments about stretch marks on the body, you know, and she felt that was like emotional abuse, right? And honestly, again, so I feel it depends on the understanding in that relationship, because it could simply be feedback. Do you get what I mean?
Well, you know, you have to be careful with this. So I
it
mean,
depends on how he said.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get what
it depends
I mean?
On how he communicated what he said and when he said it. Like, what context did he use? Was it in a heated argument? Was it, you know, things like that? We can't really tell.
Context, yeah.
Yeah, because
I agree.
We're
context
not
is very key. I agree.
Yeah. Anyway.
I agree. Yeah. So, but for me, I think it's just trying to understand your partner. And because really, what comes out as emotional abuse for some people is just regular. Like, for example, myself, right? Some things I just dust it off and move on, right? Whereas for some people, right, it's a huge deal. Do you get what I mean? So I think you just need to understand. I would not say maybe the level, like the threshold, you know, I don't know how to put it exactly, but I just feel you just try to understand your partner, see what they consider abuse, right? Because some people, for like the weirdest of things, right, gets them trip up off on the weirdest of things, right? Very, you know, some very sometimes comical or funny comments may get them. You get so it depends, so you just need to understand and then tread carefully, in my opinion. But again, abuse in whatever form, physical, emotional, I don't think should be tolerated in any way. So that's why,
yes, all right, Sam, thank you so much for that. I do agree with you. But guys, because I know that this might come off as some people might just say abuse is abuse. I'm just gonna, you know, talk about both and just explain in depth about what both what both entail. Now, so for physical abuse, it's like it's an act causing injury or trauma to an individual or animal, like through body contact.
Okay.
Now, for women, it's totally different because it has its own side effects. But before I even go into that, I need you guys to understand that there are different types of, there are different forms of physical abuse. By by that, I'm talking about like you're pushing, shoving, hitting, slapping, you know, kicking, shooting, stabbing, even like burning or throwing objects at someone. That can be termed as physical abuse, and it's a very serious, you know, issue. I personally don't take it lightly. I don't like to hear about that. Like I don't wish it upon anyone. I honestly feel really bad, you know, hearing about physical abuse, because it has, for women, it has its side effects. It does a lot to women. We're talking about in terms of trauma. But but that's even tilting towards emotional. But for physical, we're talking about digestive problems. We're talking about heart problems, high blood pressure. If you know high blood pressure, you know that it's not funny at all. It could get really bad. For women, it could be eating disorder. It could be depression, anxiety, even misuse of alcohol, like alcohol abuse.
So
for physical abuse, anything that's going to just, you know, affect the person's body or anything. I'm not even in support of anything like that. But before we even, you know, go deep to even talk about what we're in support of or what we're not in support
of,
let me just talk about emotional abuse. So for those of you that don't know what emotional abuse is, so it involves like controlling like the other person's emotion, like you're criticizing the person all the time, embarrassing the person, shaming the person, trying to manipulate the person at all, like every
occasion
situation. You're just trying to manipulate or bully the person just on certain behaviors that are totally not acceptable. And so that's what emotional abuse entails. And so for emotional abuse, the person that the abuser did I say the abuser?
And the abusee.
So for emotional abuse, it's crazy because there are signs, like there are a lot of, I realize that there are a lot of people that go through emotional abuse that, you know, are too ashamed to even talk
about it.
Right. Because it just has this psychological effect. Then you start to question yourself. Am I good enough? It starts to, people that go through, that have inferiority complex because of this, people that go through depression, but even before, what it entails, like if you're having these signs or you know someone that's going through this and you're seeing the signs, please, if there's any way you can, you know, reach out to the person, talk to the person, help the person, any resource that you feel is available, just help the person, because it's really
reach out. I agree.
Because there's so much involved in this. Because the person goes through a lot. There's character assassination. By this I mean you are just, you know, destroying the person's character. You are making, you're just letting them know that they're not good. You know, they can't measure up to anything. You embarrass the person in public. There's no regard for the person's feelings. You know, it's just crazy. Like you're being authoritative all the time, just giving orders around, being jealous or guilt tripping. You see that guilt tripping thing? I can't understand.
Blackmailing.
Blackmailing. It's just a circle. There's the same pattern. You know, the same pattern, the cycle of behavior. And then if you're with, you know, in terms of relationship, you know, the, let's say in a relationship with the guy who is always doing this, and then he will just, you know, apologize or just buy gifts just to shove it under the bus. Please, this is something to talk about, because if you're in a relationship with someone that's doing this to you all the time, anything that's going to affect your mental health or, you know, stability, anything like that, please, girl, run. It's not that deep, honestly. Because then you're battling insecurity, you're always uncomfortable, you shut yourself out from others, like different things. There's different reactions for emotional abuse. So I'm not really, it's, we can only, there's really not much we can do. We can only talk about it and, you know, put it out there for like you guys to understand that it's really out there, it exists. Please don't be ashamed if you're, you know, being physically or emotionally abused. I think you should actually come out and, you know, talk about it. In the era where like nobody now, like people voice out, people vocalize how what they're how going they through, how they feel. So don't feel like you're ashamed or what will people say, especially if you're in a relationship or in a marriage or whatnot that's not, you know, you know, it's not doing you right. Gone are those days where you say you want to leave your marriage or relationship and people start to question you, or gone are those days where you start to wonder what will people say. If you're in a relationship or in a marriage and it's not favoring you, I just do the needful. I can't tell you what to do. Like I said, I'm not someone who always give advice. Anything that has to do with marriage, I'm really like careful. But anything that's not, you know, working out for you, or anything that's not, you know, serving you, putting a smile on your face, for your mental health, for stability, I don't know, do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing. Yeah, and I agree. I think another tricky thing about emotional abuse is the fact that, you know, when you compare it to physical abuse, like sometimes people can tell, right? So I mean, it's easy to, but for emotional abuse, because you cannot tell, it then becomes hidden. Very difficult. Exactly.
Physical, so then physical, you can see it.
Yeah,
emotional, you can't.
So that it then makes it much more difficult, you know, to then. Yeah. So a lot of people then, you know, go about in silence, you know, and it's them deeply, you know. So like it just keeps eating them, you know, and there's nothing they're doing about it. So guys, if you know anyone, you know, going through this, try to get some help, see a professional, like whatever it is, right? Just I mean, just try and stay happy, man. That's it.
Yes, guys. I understand, being is like being surviving emotional mistreatment or anything like this, it can be really overwhelming. So like, because you may feel like there's no way out, you know, you feel like you're stuck. The first step in recovering from this whole like emotional abuse thing or physical abuse thing is acknowledging that there's a problem and you need to seek help, right? So you have to seek help. You talk to a counselor, talk to like a mental health professional, you know, just any opportunity you get to discuss your emotions or feelings, you know, just reach out. And for, like, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, but if I'm just generally speak, just set boundaries, you know, set boundaries, practice self-care, avoid arguments, just have a strong support system, people that you know you trust, you could talk that you rely on. Yeah, that would really help. So guys, please, really, really deep topic. We cannot, you know, we can't really do much because we're not doctors, we're not experts. We can only talk about it, you know, address it and see the best way, or how we feel it should be approached. But like I said, if you're, you know, going through this, just, you know, work out an exit plan straight. Work out an exit plan, get a support system, and then stop blaming yourself. Because I realized that, I mean, I know people who have been through this, like who have been abused, who blame themselves, or maybe they start to feel like maybe I'm not good enough.
No.
Maybe I should have done better. Maybe if I'd done things a certain way, it won't happen like that. I mean, how else? I mean, you don't even blame yourself. Just move on. Like realize that there's a problem. Try to fix the problem. You cannot fix an abusive person. You can't, because they're multiple reasons why anyone will be abusive. Sometimes it's like upbringing, you know, maybe childhood, maybe a traumatic childhood, or anything experience, you know, there are multiple reasons why there's some people that are abusive. But that's like a really deep topic. We're not even gonna go there. But like I said, you know, make your like mental and physical health a priority.
Absolutely.
Set boundaries. Stay away from the abuser. You're not gonna lose anything. Ladies, if you're going through this, know that you're beautiful. You don't need anyone to make you feel special. You don't need anyone to make you feel less of a person.
But what if the person is not beautiful physically? Like, won't you consider that being deceptive? Like, let them know they're not beautiful.
I'm saying,
this is a serious topic, but I'm saying, so why would you, if the person, like, let's just say, yeah, just say it in another way.
Guys, guys, so you see this guy. I don't know where his head is at this day, but I don't know. But it's
anyway,
okay.
Anyway, guys. I mean, it's a very serious topic, one or two. So, I mean, regardless of the form of abuse, I mean, as I said, it's not something nice in any way. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, it's not nice, you know. Stay, like, guard your mental health. Like, it's very key, mm-hmm. right? For me, like, as I always preach, like, preach happiness. Like, that's because what then is the point at the end of the day? You know, exactly. Just stay happy. Try and stay happy, because like sometimes you just think about everything going around the world. I mean, it's sometimes going crazy. You know, just try and just stay happy, you know. So that's it, pretty much, you know. Try to avoid such relationships, guys. And for those that are the abusers, please try to refrain from such. And you know, let's all be happy together, man, you know, pretty much.
Me, I won't even tell you three things. See, if I find out that you're abusing, if I find out, I will break your head. I will rush to beat the crap out of you. You see,
if you find out I'm an abuser,
you think it's easy to just, you know, start turning a woman to a punching bag? If you try,
oh,
that.
No. It's not. So. It's not nice in any way, to be very honest. Like, it's not, no, like, what do you achieve, right?
What
do you
exactly achieve? Is not nice?
Abusing a woman, like, physically, like you're saying.
I don't know.
It's not.
There are crazy people out there, like, abusers out there, yeah. Like, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, it is what it is. So, guys, like we said, we cannot, you know, dwell on it, you know, but I hope you, you know, were... I hope you've been able to take out important
thing or two
from this topic, okay?
Yeah. And guys, please get involved in our comment section, because only if you guys saw the last no, please don't laugh now.
Why
are
you taking it personal?
Because no, only is now forming a group that I do not know. Now they keep coming for me in the comment section.
No one's coming.
So we form Team Sam now. Because Oyi is coming for me, guys. So please get involved, right? Team Sam. Let us show Team Oyi. Let us show Team Oyi that they've got nothing on us. Please get involved in our comment section.
Guys, I don't think you want to be on Sam's. But even if I don't think it's on Sam's side,
because you are discrediting me already.
Come and beg later.
Why are you discrediting me already? Guys, please get involved in our comment section, please. I would love to hear from you. Your thoughts, your feedback, would always acknowledge them. If we do not read them, we'll reply one way or the other, you know, either myself or Oyi, or because Oyi, I've noticed a trend, but I'll keep that to next week. Let me see how this goes anyway. But guys, get involved, you know. Our Instagram handle is ELANradio, that's ELANRADIO, right? You could also send us an email at loelanradio@yahoo.com, loelanradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Acknowledge your messages. Let us know what you think about these topics, you know. Let us just hear from you in any way, what you think, you know. Again, just so you know, guys, this particular topic was chosen by one of our listeners. So guys, let us know if there are topics you want us to discuss, topics you want us to, you need our opinions on, would, you know, do our research as usual and come back with something interesting for you. So would just let us know. Just let us know.
And shout out coming, to our guys. Listener.
Yeah.
Shout out to our listener for giving us this topic. Thank you so much. Absolutely. We appreciate you. Yeah. Also, guys, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Oh, also on Anchor as well, really important. Yeah. You can listen to us there. Sit tight. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to take you. We will carry you where you know no.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's your favorite host, Sam. Catch me 6 p.m. every Friday on ELAN Radio, where we get in between vibes and bring you smooth lines.
Hey guys, welcome back to the final segment of the show.
Welcome back, guys.
My drum roll. this thing, I'll start charging.
So you expect me to give you drum roll every week?
Every week, please. I can't. Every week.
I can't. Anyway, guys. I only give you if you give us something good. What are you giving us today?
Okay. So, guys, you already know. We always bring you the best. we save the best for last. Anyway, so we'll switch it up this week. And we'll talk about something more like a mini topic, right? And just to see what you guys think about this. So, so it says, a good relationship is when your partner understands your silence better than your words. A good relationship is when your partner understands your silence better than your words. Okay, so this one, I will just jump right in and share my thoughts on this one. So, I mean, I'm all for gumption and initiative in a relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, I always like it spelled out, right? So, what I'm saying in essence is, like, silence, yeah, sometimes you may understand what your partner wants and all that stuff, but I always love it. Like, so I don't like to assume, I don't like to, you know, just believe, you know. So for me, I always, you know, please just spell it out. Like, this, because, you know, some women, I know you knows this anyway, right? They have, I mean, they are also confused, guys. I'm telling you, like, they are also confused. What does that even mean? So you know, when you then, in fact, when you say, oh, maybe it's this, right? Even them are not sure, right? So it's just best, just that. Because if you didn't do this, they didn't tell you it's that. Then you do that, they tell you it's this. So, I mean, just for the sake of peace of mind, guys, just confirm. Like, just confirm. That way, I mean, you know. And I'm not saying, I mean, you shouldn't. Like, I mean, in some cases, you should surprise your partner. In some cases, you should do, I mean, very nice things for your partner. You know, just wow them sometimes. But I mean, what I'm saying is, on the average, more often than not, just ensure you're on the same page with your partner by confirming what they want to do, what's on their mind, especially what's on their mind. You see that last one, right? What's on their mind, just confirm. Don't, because a woman will tell you, oh, you know, there's nothing on my mind, but there's something. So what exactly is on your mind? So for me, like, I'll tell you, like, what you tell me is what I know, because I'm not a mind reader. So just tell me what's on your mind. Yes, I can understand there's something bothering you, but, like, I can't dig it out of you. Like, tell me. So you need to be expressive. So just tell me, and then we'll fix it, you know. So what I do not know, there's no way I can fix it. You get what I mean?
But you need to know that not every woman is expressive. There's some people that will just,
well, like, that's why, like, not every woman is for me.
Your partner expects that you should use your initiative, especially if it's like a heated argument or something you've done wrong or whatnot. Your partner expects, like, that you should use your initiative. So generally speaking, like, whoever, like, if you have a partner and your partner knows you really well, and maybe something happens, your partner should understand that, okay, this is the reason why she's acting this way, or this is that, you know, why she's behaving like this. This, I guess, it's because of this reason. However, it's not safe to assume, but I mean, you should know that there's a reason.
That's the challenge I have with you. No, it's very, I think it's very presumptuous to say this is the reason. That's very, you know, so you can understand there's something wrong. Yes, we get that. But identifying what that problem is, it's a huge task. So, for example, you're moody and all. Yes, I can see it. I can tell there's something not right. Yes, I can get that, right? So either I give you your space, either, you know, I just let you be when you're ready to talk about it, you talk about it. But not for me to then assume that you had a bad day at work. Do you get? So I can't just assume it's a bad day at work.
No.
Do you get what I mean? So for me, let's talk about it, right? If I understand that my partner is not one, for example, some people are just wired, they don't want to talk about it at that moment, so just let them be. Do you get? So I just let the woman be, and come back later and, oh, what's up, babe? I mean, why were you, you know, acting up? No, then you have a conversation about it, but not asking her about it and then assuming or jumping into conclusions. I think that's just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. Like, just don't, yeah, because, and women have a way of switching it up on you. Then, you know, use it against you.
Who told you that was my problem? This is the second time Sam is saying women have a way of switching it up for you. Sam, what have you been through?
Oh.
Honestly, because it's pure emotional abuse, right?
They will just switch it up on you like I'm just trying to help. Yeah, you know. So guys, in your best interest, don't assume. Just ask. Simple, open and short. That for me, like that's it.
I hear you, but okay, guys. In my own opinion, this thing that a good relationship is when your partner understands your silence better than you would. As the silence, though, as he was, so I pity you. In the sense that I'm just trying to say, all these quotes that you see on social media, some of them are not applicable to some certain relationships. Okay, so I mean, if there's chaos and the person doesn't understand you, be it whether you're silent or if you are a talkative or a chatterbox, if you're with someone that doesn't understand, the person can never understand, no matter how you explain or express yourself, right? So that shouldn't be anything to leverage a good relationship, as far as I'm concerned. Whether your partner understands your silence better than your words. I mean, how can you say that a good relationship is when your partner understands your silence better than your words?
This is what they see in movies now. So those are the things where the people read minds and all that. You should tell us, you're the expert in all these things you see in your movies. Because for me, as I said, just get it clear. No room for misinterpretation, understand what the issue is, right? So best let them be. I mean, if you see it's not a good time, yeah, it's understandable, but ensure it is addressed and expressed. Simple, you know, that's it. That way we didn't know, because that even for the sake
I don't think men can ever understand records? I don't think men can understand women completely. I doubt.
Well, same goes for men.
I don't think men can ever understand women completely. I doubt. However, but it's sweet to know that some men try. They make effort.
Exactly.
It's a different thing.
Exactly. Making effort is
your partner will know that. I don't know. Yeah. You should ask your partner. We should ask your partner if you are making effort or not. We should ask. I'm sure if we do that kind of test, and all starts to come out. But anyway, all this preaching, honestly,
it's like you always like. It's your passion to just see me
making them think oh, Sam is all sweet and all. We don't know, only your partner will be able to tell us.
I do try. I'm not saying that, but I do try. Like,
you do example. What do you do?
So guys, thank you. We appreciate this.
Okay, guys. Next one.
All right. So guys, I mean, let us know what you think. But again, as I said, I think it's just best when you confirm what is going on and do not assume, guys. So yeah, that's it on today's wow segment, right? We hope you loved it. Let us hear your opinions again. You love us doing, let us know, right? We would love to hear from you. Sections or segments of the show you love more. And again, this is for the Team Sam. Please let us know.
Really? Are you going to do this?
Please kindly indicate in the comment section, guys. And please, in caps, guys. let us shame some people.
I'm not doing anything. But guys, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. I always tell you this every week. We appreciate everything, the feedback, the reviews. We don't take it for granted at all. Thank you for listening. Absolutely. Thank you for giving us ginger to be better.
Yes.
So thank you guys for everything. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
All right, guys. Finally, I'll be signing out with my quote for this week. And the quote is, "Preparation is the mother of good fortune. Daring is the father." Again, preparation is the mother of good fortune. Daring is the Father. So just to, I mean, explain real quick, although I think it's self-explanatory. So yeah, for anything, any task, any objective you have, I mean, always very essential you prepare. However, preparation doesn't cut it alone. You need to then act upon it. So again, preparation is the mother of good fortune. Daring is the father. Again, this is your boy Sam signing out. Team Sam, let's go. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in. Go easy, help me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to the pro-